Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue. We're going to start Simin Shin Nun Tes and finish Simin Shin Nun Tes and begin Simin Shin Samach as well. This is page Reishu Dalet Amud Beis. So we are holding at Simin Shin Nun Tes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rechavach Sha'achore Abatim, a backyard, Yeser al Beis Hasayim Lo Huk Fladira, that is larger than a Beis Hasayim, but is not Hukah Fladira. It's not meant to be used for living purposes. Ein Metaltan Ba'el Barbaam, so it's just like a Karpev Shalah Hukah Fladira. That's Yosim Beis Hashem Shalok of the Dira. You're only allowed to carry up until 4 Amos in the area. But if you opened up your doorway from your house into that yard and then you put fencing around it, even if there's a silo or something in the backyard that's usable and it's not, therefore, the doorway may have been to access the goren rather than to access the dira purposes of the yard. Nevertheless, that's still considered a hekif ledira. Says the Rama, umashe ein anu nisaron letalta b'chaser shachorei abat mishum to bizman azes tamim kofin ledira kumashin spar le'rich b'shim ches karpe karpev, that the fact that we're not careful about this and that we're willing to carry in the backyard regardless of how large the yard is because our backyards are hukaf ledira, meaning we use our backyards as living spaces. In the times of the Gemara, they didn't use their backyards as living spaces, so that's why it was not assumed to be hukaf ledira. Says the Mishmur, Rechava Shechorei Abatim, Darkonoi Laniach Shetach Makom Panoi Lefnei Abatim Vechorei Abatim. It used to be that in their neighborhoods, they had an open area in front of their house and an open area behind their house. Also Shelefnei Abatim Kari Chatzu, the area in front of the house was called the chatzer. V'osu shalachari abatim kari b'shem rechava. The area behind the house was called a rechava. V'yadarkan lakifan b'mechitzos. Both areas they would normally put mechitzos around. V'ine osu chelik hakari b'shem chatzer b'vaday hukfa ledira shedarach lasa sham kol tashmishi abayis. The chatzer that was in front of the house was always hukaf ledira because that's where they would do a lot of useful things. That's where they would do their laundry. That's where the kids would play. That's where they would do all sorts of things. V'alkena filu mu yasumi b'sas and therefore, even if it's very large, more than Beis HaSayim, and even if it's 10 kor, you're allowed to carry in the whole area because it's all hukaf ledira. And you're also allowed to carry from the house into it, provided that the house and the chatzah belong to the same person, or even if they belong to different people, but there's an eruv. Because it is all one rishos. But a backyard they used to not use for basic dira purposes, and the assumption is that even if it has fencing around it, it's not for the sake of dira. They wouldn't use it for tashmishi abayis. And therefore it has the same status as a karpef, that if it's yasumi beis asayim, we treat it like a carmelis. Karpef umashos in rachuk meir makamukaf mechitzos leniach shameitzim mekiagavna. A karpef, as we know from the last simon, is an area that's far away from the city, that's surrounded by walls, but it's a place to store things or whatever. It's not a place that's used for dira. Vatanivar divrei shulchan aruch. Now, with that backdrop, we can explain everything the shulchan aruch says in the simon. Rechava shachori v'chulei. We said the rechava shachori abatim. That means vahinu sheikiv hashetach apano yazeh b'shalosh mechitzos v'smechos amlekos lebeis. So that you put three walls around your backyard and the fourth wall is your house. Below hook for ledira. It's not considered to be hukaf ledira, shalo pasach be'akosel pesach l'rechava, kodim shikifa, because first you put the fencing all around it, and then you opened up a door from your house into the rechava. That's not called hukaf ledira. Hukaf ledira would mean that you first open up the door from your house into the rechava, and then you put the fencing around it. So therefore, you're only allowed to carry elaba arba amos. Kedin shar karpev shalo hukaf ledira, like any other karpev that's not hukaf ledira, k'tel b'sum shenul chesev alef. V'kol shken shas the Tatal Miman Labayas. And certainly you're not allowed to carry from there into the house. Avalim Ein Bekefa Rak Sasayim. But if it's only a base Sasayim or less, Ein Ladin Karpef Umutul Tatal Menafi Labayas. Then it's like a regular Rishos Yachad that you are allowed to carry from there into your house. Lufi Shein Rishos Muchlekas Menabayas Lagamri Kamo Karpef. Because it's not really a totally separate Rishos from the house like a Karpef is. Afal Pishalo Hukaf Ladira. Even though it's not Hukaf Ladira. And then we said that when you make it hukaf ledira, afilu yesham goren, even if there's a goren out there in the rechava, we don't assume that you opened up the doorway to your house to access the goren, we assumed you opened up the doorway in your house to access the yard area. Even if the goren was there before you put the mechitzos, ainu mishabishvil a goren niftach pesach b'kos al habayis ve'in kam pesach l'rechava. We don't say that it's on account of the goren that you opened up the door from your house to that area. The assumption is that if you create a doorway from your house to the backyard, it's for the yard, it's not for the goren. And therefore, when you subsequently build the fencing, that's considered mukaf ladira mutul tata bukula filin menu lebeso, and therefore you can carry the whole thing even from it to your house. When the Ramah uses that term, he means the Rechava. He means a backyard. And the Ramah is simply saying that nowadays our backyards are treated as an extension of our Dira, right? We have swing sets in our backyards. We have picnic tables in our backyards. We have barbecues in our backyard, right? We do all these things that are basic Dira things. And therefore, when you have a fencing around your backyard, of course it's Hukaf L'Dira. Most of our backyards are not larger than Beis HaSayim. But if you live in, certain communities where your backyard may be larger than Beis HaSayim, no problem, because that is all considered to be hukaf ledira. Let's do Sif Aleph and Simon Shin Samach. Yachid, up until now we spoke about a carpet yosem beis hasayim and we spoke about making it hukaf ledira. Now we're going to talk about what if the fencing is a subpar type of fencing. It's not a solid fence, so is that going to be considered a fencing that turns it into a dira? So yachid shashavas bebika, an individual that sets up in a bika, in a wide open plain, v'hikif mechitzos gruos, and he therefore has to set up some makeshift fence, so he puts up some very low-level fencing. What would that mean? Kigon, shasi below Erev, o Erev below shasi. He makes fencing that's just a bunch of poles, one right next to the other. So it only goes vertically, but not horizontally. So, or the other way around. He's got ropes that go around with it, like the lovet straps on the sukkah, right, that go around within three tvachim of one another, but there's nothing in between. So there's nothing that goes vertically, only horizontally. So ad sasayim mutal tatal b'kulo. Up until sasayim, those are considered mechitzos, and it's a rishos yachid, and you can carry in the whole area. Misasayim ve'elach in metaltum ba'elab harba amos. But if it's larger than sasayim, then you're not allowed to carry beyond four amos. Those walls are worthless. It's as if you don't have the walls, and therefore you can only carry up to four amos. V'chein adinim him shnayim, and the same is true if it's not only an individual, but if it's two individuals that set up in a bika. But once you have three Jewish people, that's considered a whole caravan of people. Then you're allowed to carry even with these subpar mechitzos throughout the entire area, no matter how large the area is, as long as it's not larger than what these people need. You should not have a base hasayim of it that is totally unused. If you have a base hasayim worth of land in these subpar mechitzos that's totally unused, of them yesh im nishar base hasayim panoi ein metaltim chalamukaf ela ba'arba amos, then you're only allowed to carry four amos in that area. The fencing is as if it's not there. But that's only that concern of leaving a base hasayim empty is only if this caravan of three people surrounded an area that's larger than six si'in. But if the area that they surrounded is not larger than six se'in, even though there may be two se'in that are wide open and not being used, since it's three people, we assume that all the space is utilized, and therefore even with these subpar mechitzos, it's mutter. Says Rama, eino Yehudi, eino mitzarif l'sheyara. When we're counting how many people are in this caravan, so to speak, we don't count a non-Jew. V'yesham du'adin katan in mitzarif, and some say we wouldn't count a katan in that cheshbon either. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katnal v'yachid sheshavas bebika who adin dafilu b'makom yishuv gamkin mutrat sosayim. It doesn't have to be a bika; it could be within a neighborhood also that you put up a subpar fencing, and it's also mutar up until beis sosayim. K'dil kamam mitzvim shesang beisifei. So why do we give an example of a bika? V'nakat bika lashmina dafilu bebika shein matzul amimal nasos mechitzos mulos, that even in a bika, where you don't have what to make good mechitzos with, afilu achiyach mi rabban vasu mamachzik yosim yisasayim. Still, the rabban are machmir, and they ask for it if it holds more than sasayim, if the area you surround is more than sasayim. Kigon shasi, what is a subpar mechitza? It's shasi below erev or erev below shasi. What is shasi below erev? Hainu kigon shanatz kadim bekarka. You stick poles in the ground, pachas pachas mishosh tfachim zeitzel ze, less than three tfachim apart from one another. Obviously, they have to be stuck into the ground very well to the point that a wind will not sway them. Because otherwise, it would not be considered a mechitza at all. Erev belosh si would be multiple ropes, one above the other. And you don't have three tefachim separating between the ropes. That the same is going to be true if there are a lot of major gaps in the fencing. Like, but there's more fencing than there is gap, but there are major gaps in the fencing. That would also qualify as a subpar type of mechitza. Aval shayr poskim lo skiru dover zeh, but the other poskim don't give that as an example. V'chem Yerushalmi lo mashma achi ayin sham. And the Yerushalmi doesn't give that as an example either. So what is a subpar mechitza? Either only shsi below erev, or only erev below shsi, but whether omid meruba l'parat, with a lot of gaps, is a subpar fencing that is debatable. Ad sasayim viad bechalav liosim sasayim lo afilu tzarch letashmishav. So up until sasayim and ad bechal is still going to be good, and you're allowed to carry in the whole area. But more than that, even if you're using it for your own needs and it's hukaf ledira, it's not good enough. You're not allowed to carry in the whole area because of the subpar fencing. Misasayim ve'elech rotzolomer shehekef ha'yimachzik yosim yibesasayim. If it encloses an area that's larger than besasayim, hichmiru rabbanan va'asul etaltul bo kamo bishar karmelis. The Chum say you're not allowed to carry there. It's like a karmelis. Mikol makom lo nechshav kekarmelis gomer sheyimutzol etzimen al karmelis acher. It's not really a karmelis. We're not going to be makil and allow you to carry from there to a different karmelis. Because in reality, it's a rishus hayachid. It's just that since it's a subpar mechitza, we don't give it all the benefits of a rishus hayachid. Now, if the fencing was really good fencing, if it was really good walls that you had around it, then it wouldn't matter how big it is. As long as it's hukaf ladira, you can carry in the whole area. Even if you're only makif ladira for that one Shabbos, and the same halacha about one person who sets up in a bika is true of two people. That we also only give them up until an area of beis asayim. When you have too much area that's unused, then we view the mechitzas as if they don't exist. But all this is if you have three people in an area that is more than six se'in. Because if you do the math, three people, six se'in, that's a base asayim for each of them. But if they were to enclose an area that's seven se'in, but they only really need five v'nishar sasayim panoi, and that leaves two in that are totally unused. Valkein aser, that's going to be aser. Avul lo kifu yosal sheish v'chulei. Kevin the sheish rashi l'shlosh anashim l'kalach beis sasayim lo machmirin afil nishar beis sasayim panoi. Let's say you have three people. The area they enclose is six in, but they're only using a teeny tiny little corner of it. They're leaving way more than beis sasayim unused. Still, that's okay because ratio wise, that would be two in per person. And that's okay with the Rabbanan or not gozer on that. Vayin betazvel yirab v'chenkas b'sefer kon Yaakov shkol rishon v'cholkon azav v'daitim daf pachs mishesh kol sheyisayim panu asr. However, many of the Achronim disagree, and they hold that whenever you have a base asayim within the area that is being unused, it is going to be asr. So let's review what we learned tonight. First, in Simon Shin and Tess, we said that in the old days, a rechava was like a karpeth, and if it's bigger than base asayim, it needs to be hukaf ledira, but the Rava pointed out, nowadays we presume a Rechava, a backyard, to be Hukaf L'Dira, because we use it for Dira purposes. Then we said in Simin Shin Samach that a subpar fencing, like only Shasi, or only Erev, and even according to some, where a fence that's Omen Meruba L'Paratz, that's made for Dira, only works on a base Hasayim or less, when it's an individual that sets it up. But, we said, with a Shayara, which is at least three Jewish adults, the subpar mechitzos work even on a large area, provided that it's not bigger than six se'im, and that it leaves Beis HaSayim empty and unused. So the subpar mechitza can work on a large area as long as it doesn't leave Beis HaSayim empty and unused, and it's bigger than six se'im. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with se'ifim, Beis, and Gimel.